again.
1040, 720 WGN, Andrea Darlis, Elton Jim, we are together again.
Yes, it's day after Christmas. I forgot it's been, say, 5 years since we actually shared a studio and shared a mic
and
like this.
Shared a show like this.
That's
this is awesome. And you and I were, we were so excited to be able to do this together. And we were talking about, we had topic after topic after topic. And when you started talking about Christmas cards and holiday cards and your rules for holiday cards, because I started saying I don't really send them anymore. Most of the people I keep in touch with were either texting or on Facebook or Instagram, so I get the
Well, you're Miss Technology.
Yeah.
You're Miss Social Media.
You still have a flip phone.
I have a flip phone.
Is it a Razr?
No, it's a Samsung.
Ah, okay.
Yes, and that's
okay,
true, so and I have a, and I'm, as I've said many times, I mean, my flip phone is inundated. I have Tetris and bowling.
Whoa. Oh, you got bowling on the phone
bowling.
Now, too.
And I just found out like 3 weeks ago, I have an alarm on there.
No.
I could actually set an alarm to wake me up with my phone.
See, do you use your phone to talk on?
Well, see, that's one of the things.
See, I don't ever talk
it's
on
It's called
the phone.
A phone. A telephone.
Yeah,
that's the whole idea. That's why I believe, as I've been saying for many years, they need to change. It's not an iPhone. It's not a smartphone. It was when it started.
Yes.
11, 12 years ago. It needs a new name. No one talks on it.
No, I don't.
They need
I
to
don't.
Change the name.
I talk to my mom on the phone because my mom likes to talk on the phone.
The only thing that's I saw you reason. Today before the show, I saw you talking into it, but you were talking into a text.
I was voice texting.
Yeah, that was your text. You were talking to your device.
And I was asking him for his ham and split pea soup recipe.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck is that? I don't know. Whatever. She's going with this.
Oh, my God. All right. So tell us your rules for Christmas
cards.
Well,
yeah. So this is the thing. First of all, I wanted to ask you, do you send Christmas cards?
I used to send Christmas cards.
So when would you say the last year you sent Christmas cards out?
At least 3 years ago.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, I'm old school.
I would say 3 years ago.
And why did you stop?
Because the postage got too expensive. I was sending them to people, not getting any cards back.
That's a foreshadowing of my rule.
Okay, but mine was a little less crazy. And when, you know, and I'm not judging. We'll have our listeners do that. 312-981-7200.
Oh, already judged.
If you want to call or text in. But I don't send them now because, truly, everybody who I want to keep in touch with, or even people who live... You know, I have friends in Tennessee and friends in Champaign. So we'll talk on Facebook or we'll text. And there's not really a need. I see pictures of them and their kids and their dogs. And
Another rule.
Okay.
There's another
all right,
rule.
All right.
You just reminded me of another Christmas card rule.
Up until a couple of years ago, I didn't send cards unless I got a card from someone. Then I'd say, oh, you know, Nancy from Champaign sent me a card. So I will then
now, are you,
send
So now,
her
even
one.
Though you're not sending them out, are you getting any?
Yeah, I got maybe 10 this year. I didn't get that many.
Okay, but you didn't send any out.
No, I didn't send any out this
year.
So
you have, okay, first of all, as I said, I love tradition.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, there's a part of me that likes to send out a Christmas card and likes to get a card. I still like getting real mail.
Okay.
It's fun to open.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of the coin is I do get a lot of email cards. I understand where we're at. I understand your thing, but I still like to send them out. However, I noticed over the last several years that we were sending out at one time like 100 and some cards.
Are you serious?
No, seriously.
So you send cards to everybody?
Well, at a time, I mean, you know, you send them to people you work with, you send them to extended family, you send them to extended friends, and as time goes on, you start to lose touch with some people. You start to pare down your list.
Right.
Last couple of years, we pared down to like 80.
Okay. Which is still a lot.
Which is still a lot, but pairing down, because I'm in a whole decluttering mode in my life.
Uh-huh. It sounds like
it. And we can get to that later. So this year, we continued to pare down. My Elton Jamie was pairing down, you know, so we got to like 57. But about 2 or 3 years ago, after we were sending these 80 out, I noticed I wasn't getting 80 back.
Ah, how many were you getting?
Well, this is my point. So to your point about stamps are going up. Do you know stamps are going up in 2019, 5 cents?
Yeah, and again, why mail anything?
Right, so it's 55 cents. I mean, usually when stamps went up, they went up a couple of pennies.
Yes.
5 cents, that's a pretty nice big hit.
Yes.
But anyway, so I'm like, wait a minute, we're sending like 80 cards out at 45 cents or four, whatever it was.
Is that what stamps are now?
Now they're 50. So it'll be 55 in 2019.
Okay, and you know what's funny? I'm saying 55 cents to send a letter is a lot of money. If you think about the grand scheme of things, it's really not.
And not only that, but think about what an amazing... You take this piece of paper, you drop it in a box, and somehow it gets like across the world. That still is pretty cool.
Okay, you know what's even cooler?
The whole idea of
me
mayo.
Me sending you a message and hitting send, and it gets to you in 3 seconds.
Oh, that's just techno babble.
Well, I'm sorry. Someone unlike you who has a phone that doesn't. Do you get texts?
Oh, I can. Yeah, you texted me.
But when did you get it? A few days later?
Oh, yeah, I just got it yesterday. Okay, you sent it last week. I just got it, but I still got it.
God.
No, but anyway, okay. So I know. So I said to my wife, a new edict. Because we were sending out all these cards. We were not getting 80 back.
I want to ask one question before you get to your rules. Yeah. When you send Christmas cards, uh-huh. Is it a photo of you? Or
no,
is it
we
just
usually get a card.
All right, so it's an actual card. Do you write something on there personalized?
Yes, I do.
Like, to Andrea, I miss you.
Step into Christmas or not, you know, depending on
you
the person.
You don't just put, like, love Elton Jim and Elton Jamie.
No.
You write a message.
Well, not everybody, but it depends. If there's some people that we don't see all the time, I'll maybe just put my name. But if there's somebody that I see on a regular basis, I'll add a little.
Okay. Little that was message. My question. All right, so your rules.
So I was noticing we were not getting as many cards back as we sent out. Okay. So I said, you know what? We're going to try something new. This was a couple of years ago. If we don't get back at least half of the letters that we send out,
right?
The next year we are not sending out. Call me Scrooge. Call me Grinch.
At all?
Zero.
So if you send 80, you need to get 40 back.
41.
Do you really
say half plus
count?
One? It's just like Congress.
It's like The Price is Right. You go up $1.
Half plus one. So that year, I sent the edict, and we got like 45.
No.
So I'm like, okay, we can buy. And Jamie likes to send them out. So, you know. She wants to send them out.
Right.
So I said, okay, but, you know, this isn't fair. If we're not getting, if we're just sending them out to the world and no one's, you know, reciprocating, then what fun is that?
Okay, got it.
So then last year, we sent out 60-some.
Okay.
And we went, and now, you know, you get no mail on Christmas Day. So whatever card you get, and I don't care if I get one on the 27th. That doesn't count in the tally.
Come on.
No, that does not count. It has to be before Christmas. So on Christmas Eve, we usually, unless it's a Saturday or Sunday, on Christmas Eve, this year, for instance, was a Monday. So we got our mail. And that's when it stops. It stops.
That's when your counting stops.
The count stops.
You seriously sit there and you count your cards.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you how many we got this year. So that year, we were down to Christmas Eve. We were going to not send them.
And you got one.
And we got four and tipped it over.
Thank God.
So,
people are so thrilled.
So we sent them out this year. Now, this year we pared down again. We were at 57 cards, right?
Okay.
So I needed to get
you say so.
28 or 29, right?
You do it to the card, to the number.
Well, half of
round
57.
Up.
I rounded
you
up
round
a little.
Up.
Yeah. Half plus one.
Oh, my God.
As of Christmas Eve, 2018, 35.
Oh,
so we topped it again.
Christmas is saved.
So those of you who an Elton Jim and Elton Jamie Christmas card, you can warm the cockles of your hearts.
Which I was not one, by the way.
You will be. Well, now that I see you in the day.
I have to see you at least
once.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, your you will rules, be added to the list.
Okay, your rules are officially insane.
No.
But very, very funny. You're getting a lot of texts. We are getting a lot of texts about this. I have to tell you. So from the 847, are you guys really sharing a mic? All you need is some mistletoe. Hello. Thank you, John.
Oh.
Someone asked if I send you a card.
Yeah, you didn't send me one.
No.
No, you didn't
send
me an E1. I didn't get them.
I sent it last week. You just haven't gotten it on your flip phone.
Well, my email is, I still get my fiber optic email. I got 125 megabits blowing through my house. Right now, my hair is standing up on fire.
Oh, but here you go. 312. There's something so special about a card, a handwritten note.
Yes.
Keep doing what you're doing. Don't worry that they don't come back to you every year. It's not about that. It's about giving of yourself and not getting.
And I was very warmed yesterday. We went to my wife's family for Christmas Day. And her uncle had our card out on the little credenza, and he said, "Oh, this is such a beautiful card. We're going to keep this and put this out every year." It was a Santa because I love Santa. I think he will. So I agree. I'm in this digital world. Don't you like to touch things? See, I'm tangible. I like to touch.
I do
things.
Like to touch things.
Wow. I didn't think I'd be ho-hoing this
mean,
much.
I didn't mean in that way.
Then why is your face so red?
It's just because I knew you were going to take it that way. No, I do like to get mail. I do. But now here's the problem. Now my question is, What do you do with all the Christmas cards? Do you
save
them?
Well, why don't we wait until after the break, because we're already late. Let's take a quick break and then we'll
talk about
that.
All right, that sounds good. More after this on 720 WGN.
No switching.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Hasenbemp Incorporated.
We are doing it our way here at WGN 720 AM. Now, who's co-hosting right now, filling in for Bill and Wendy? Is it Laverne DeFazio and Shirley Feeney? No.
Feeney was her last name?
Yeah, Shirley Feeney and Laverne DeFazio. Come on, come on. Let's go. Pick
it up. I love this show. I forgot it was Shirley Feeney.
It is not Shirley Feeney and Laverne DeFazio. Mm-hmm. It is Andrea Darlis and Jim Tarano, Elton Jim here.
Yes.
And we were having some fun since 10 o'clock. We're going to be finishing up in about 20 minutes or so, and then we will go to the stream. So if you like what you're hearing now, then please go to WGNplus.com.
Yep, or WGNradio.com and click on the little icon. We'll be there with you for another hour.
We'll do another hour of whatever this is. And of course, you know how fitting, not fitting, but apt in that Penny Marshall passed away.
Oh, I know. What an absolute legend.
Now, in tribute to her and to play this Laverne and Shirley theme that I support up, I've got a big, my shirt has a big J on it.
Yeah, for Jim.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Instead of the big L.
Is that what
Laverne
it stands for, the big J?
Big J, yeah. Yeah, it's a big Jim. J right over here. Yeah. Your big J on the J, on the G.
A few other things that might stand for. No, of course, I'm kidding.
Yeah, because Laverne used to have her the big L on
I
her
know,
sweater.
Remember that? I love that show. I love Penny Marshall. Cindy Williams made a lot of side movies, and I know she became a producer as well, and then just kind of faded from
the
limelight.
You know, I didn't know that Penny Marshall was the first female director ever to direct a film that made over $100 million, which
is big. Yes,
big. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. And League of Their Own,
she made some great movies.
I remember
Awakenings is probably my favorite. Did you ever see Awakenings with Robin Williams and Robert De Niro?
Love that. There were so many films that Penny Marshall directed that either after the fact I remembered when they did the tribute to her.
And who was she married to?
Oh, don't tell me. Don't tell me. Give me three choices.
I'm not going to give you three choices.
I'll guess it if you give me three choices.
I'll just give you a hint.
I know Gary Marshall was her brother.
I'll give you a hint.
All right, give me a hint.
All in the Family.
Not Rob Reiner.
Rob Reiner.
They were married.
She was married to Rob Reiner. In the 70s.
Do you remember right after Penny Marshall made Big, they said, how funny is it that the top three directors in Hollywood are Opie, Meathead, and Laverne? Yeah.
Right, because Ron Howard, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, she was married to Rob Reiner. And in fact, and I don't know how much you watch old TV shows, but Penny Marshall also first appeared on The Odd Couple with with Tony Randall and Jack Klugman.
That's right,
in the 70s.
I didn't know that.
And she was Myrna Turner. She was Oscar Madison's secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And there is an episode where Rob Reiner appeared as her boyfriend.
No kidding.
Sheldon.
No kidding.
Because she couldn't say Sheldon with the way she...
Those were great. And I still love the MeTV.
Oh, yeah.
Shows how they play all the reruns.
Oh, definitely.
Wonder Woman, Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah, so I guess she was, 75? When she passed away. But so I thought it would be a nice little tie-in to not only be able to talk to Penny Marshall, but once again, one of the famous duos that we've been talking about, whether it was Sonny and Cher, or whether it was Elton John and Kiki D, or whether it was Peaches and Herb, or whether it was Carly Simon and James Taylor. But no, it is Andrea Darlis and Jim Tarano filling in today for Bill and Wendy. And we'll be doing this on Friday,
too. Yeah, we will. And because we are reunited, for those who don't know,
it feels
together.
So good.
It does. We worked together about 5 years ago. I was anchoring afternoon with you and Gary Meyer, and the irony in all of this was our producer was Stephanie Menendez, who is now our boss. Which, so always be nice to people.
Yeah, you never know who's gonna.
Right.
I think of all the times I made fun of her, now I understand my current predicament.
Now we realize why she finally put us together after 4 years. She's like, finally, enough of your harassing me and haranguing me. So we're together. But we brought up the subject of, you and I were talking off the air a few days ago about, do you still send Christmas cards or not? You have your rules, which are insane, which the texters agree with me. We are just getting so many awesome texts. You had someone from the 312. I forgot to read this from earlier. Elton Jim is right about the baby Jesus. At midnight mass, the priest places baby Jesus in his crib in the manger.
Nice.
Happy, healthy new year to both of you and all of our listeners. This stems from the fact that you keep the baby Jesus in the piano bench.
Until 1201.
Until 1201.
On Christmas Day, when he is officially born.
Is this...
And my three wise men are in the kitchen. They are not even close to the stable in the spare room. But they have to make their way because just now he was born. So now the star is up.
Yeah, I'm hearing you, and I know the story. It just sounds crazy coming from
you. Because it takes him a while to cross the desert.
I wonder if anybody else does this.
Well,
keeps both of this. I know many don't put the baby Jesus in the manger.
All I'm saying is I'm keeping the nativity story both alive.
Yeah, you are.
And factually correct. Insane.
Absolutely.
To put baby Jesus there on the day after Thanksgiving makes absolutely no sense.
Someone put rules with regard to Christmas cards from the 630. Elton Jim is insane,
right.
Which is true. This stems from your the rules of your Christmas cards.
Which and is that I will not send out Christmas cards the next year unless I get back half plus one that I sent out.
I love the half plus one. It's like it's the mayor's race.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
For 50% plus one.
There's no runoff. Unless it's plus one.
Right. Do you want to take this call?
Yeah, why don't we go to Eric, is on the phone from Country Club Hills. Hello, Eric.
Elton and Andrea, how are you doing?
Hey,
I have to apologize for my lisp. I just came from the dentist, so my speech is going to sound kind of funny. But I'm standing in front of my stack of Christmas cards. I mounted them to the wall, and I both send and receive Christmas cards, and I'd like to admire the perfectly scripted penmanship that I get from friends and family members. That's the one thing I always admire about my Christmas cards.
Well, that's a dying art. A lot of young kids aren't even being taught how to write in cursive anymore. It's all printing.
Exactly. And in this day of, you know, texting and, you know, you press a button, you automatically send out 400 Christmas cards via, you know, text message or an email. Opening an envelope, et cetera, et cetera.
That's also known as the Andrea Darlis way.
No, I will say one thing. I'll say one thing in defense of my texting and email. I'll always personalize it. You know, you get these mass texts that say, Merry Christmas, and it's from... And I'm not joking here. Like, the guy who sold you a car.
Right.
You know, so you're on this mass list, and then everybody hits reply on Merry Christmas, and you don't even know who
all
these people are.
Right, yeah.
I won't do that. I will specifically say, Eric, I'll say Merry Christmas, Eric, or Merry Christmas to Jim.
Oh, so you will send it individually.
Yeah, I'll send an individual text.
All right, that's kind of
I won't
close,
do a mass text, but I won't do a Christmas card.
But I think now with Eric talking about you get a chance to see people's cards, you get a chance to see their personal writing. I've been talking about, I think we're going to get you to send some cards next year.
I might.
I think you need to go to the dollar store.
I'll do the
and buy your Christmas cards.
I'll do the Shutterfly, or I'll do the Snapfish.
Enough with Snapfish.
I'll do the photo card.
Snapchat, all this. Buy a card.
Wouldn't you rather see me on the beach as opposed to, or maybe not on the beach, but like me hiking through the mountains as opposed to just a cardinal sitting on a...
You mean personalize your card?
Yeah.
But I'm talking about you need to get a hard copy card.
All right, I will.
Hard
for you
copy.
For next year, I'll send 10.
Go nuts and buy the stamps.
I'll send 10. How's that?
Go out now and buy your forever stamps because they'll get them now. They're only 50 cents. Next year, they'll be 55. So go out in the next 4 days and buy your... Your
this
stamps.
Is gonna cost. How much is this going to cost
me? How much does it cost to make a heart warm?
Oh, here we go. Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome.
And I believe that's Eric the Undertaker, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is.
Oh,
I'm just
going to
comment
Eric.
About my clients. You know, I send out cards to my clients, but it can be kind of a touchy subject.
Oh.
But you know what? If I can say one more thing really quickly, there's something sacrosanct about putting a stamped envelope into a mailbox. I'm kind of an official person. And it's
right.
Just, I like knowing that, all right, U.S. Postal Service is going to deliver this thing, you know, neither rain nor snow nor gloom of night or however that goes. And I always make it a point to align my stamps perfectly and use Christmas stamps. Not just,
oh, of course.
You know,
oh, yes.
Metered,
I bought all my
metered mail or anything
right.
like
I
that.
Right. I bought all my Santa stamps this year. No doubt about that, my friend. We're on the same page.
That's right. All right, well, you take care. I'll let you take some other calls.
Okay.
Thanks, Eric. What's it called?
Okay, bye-bye.
A mailbox? Do they still have those things?
Yeah, it's not an inbox. It's a mailbox.
Here's another one. Jim and Andre, I love the Postal Service. I love getting cards in the mail. This is where I agree with Mary. She signed her name. Mary says, I think glitter should be banned from all greeting cards and gift bags. You can never get rid of it. I completely agree with
a
you.
A lot of 3D cards this year. The design actually is 3D in that it comes out of the card, and it costs more to send that. I sent a Christmas card to my mother-in-law.
Okay.
And so, like, the Santa, the card wasn't just flat, but the little Santa was outside of the card.
Yeah.
And that took more stamps because it's heavier, but I forgot to put more stamps, so I sent it to her, and it came back three days later. But thankfully, I sent things early, so I was able to get it back to her.
Oh, thank God, right?
But yeah, so the Postal Service is actually making a little more money on those cards, too. Right. I wonder if they're in cahoots with Hallmark.
I know. And then we also talked about the pictures of sending... Send your whole family
on
a picture,
not just
your kids.
Yes, please. If you send me a picture of your family Christmas card, put you in it. Now, I talked to a friend of mine one time, and who's the mother, and she sends her kids, and she says... That she would put that some years she puts her and her husband in it, depending if she looks good in the picture.
Oh, I'm sure she looks great.
I'm like, come on!
Women always, you know what? You always look great. You really do. We always think we don't.
I love your kids, but I love you too. I want to see your family all together, not just your kids.
And you got that's the number two text that we're getting now as far as mass quantity. Oh my God, I totally agree. It's like parents have disappeared from cards. If you put your kids on the cards, put their ages down, and then again, put yourself in the cards
right.
as well.
There you go.
I don't like getting a picture of grandkids alone. No names, no ages, no note. It's so impersonal.